society, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here with Melissa Itell Duran. Michael Cohen, Melissa. First of all, welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
Hi again. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, the last time we spoke, we didn't get into Michael Cohen that much. And, you know, he's a central figure in this. He's a major figure. He's Trump's lawyer. Give your take on how he could play out over the next couple of days, weeks, months. What's Michael's role, Michael Cohen's role in our current culture at this point? What are we expecting to see and hear about Michael Cohen?
Basically that, the FBI searched his temporary headquarters, his living arrangements are at a hotel in Manhattan, and his office, looking for anything that could connect him to the Russia scandal, obviously the payoff to Stormy, well, I call her Stormy Weather, we know her better as Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah, our friend Stormy Daniels, and another suspicious behavior. And despite what we've heard, they didn't just, you know, take an axe and tear down the door. I think they did unhinge a few doors, but they were, and despite what some supporters like Newt Gingrich says, the FBI did not act as Gestapo agents, although I think that they are getting a little bit thuggish lately.
Yeah.
Under Mueller. I think he is just, I don't know, he's just going wild with this investigation, looking everywhere and even places that we wonder, are they really necessary? I think Michael Cohen did let them in. So the agents went through everything and they found some recorded messages, conversations, notes about Cohen's dealings with his number one client, Donald Trump. Mm. And Cohen is actually being painted as a very shady fellow, but I hear from people who know him. I imagine you've met him. You
yes.
know him?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Yeah. Yes, and I've heard from people no less than Mark Simone. That he's actually a very nice guy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing shady about him.
Yeah, I don't think of Michael Cohen as being shady at all. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think they're going to try to portray him as that. And, I think even his handling of the FBI, quote unquote, raid of his home, his take was it was done professionally, right? He said it was, you know, he wasn't offended by it. He wasn't. Did you hear that, right? Am I misremembering from a couple of days ago? But when his home was raided,
yes.
quote unquote, raided. It sounded like he was okay with it.
Yeah. It wasn't this violent, stormtrooper-like assault that Paul Manafort claimed happened at his Virginia home, I think last year, when he and his wife were rudely, invaded. By a slew of agents who actually came in at 5 a.m. or 3 a.m. and stayed there for 10 hours, and ransacked the place looking for everything under the sun.
Yeah, and we mentioned the investigation in Mueller and what he's doing and what he's he's getting more and more aggressive. He might have had it, and again, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's just had it, you know. He figures that this is so aggravating. The press is on every single, you know, moment of it. The president is attacking him. This one's doing this. This one's doing that. And maybe he said, you know what? I've got the power to do this. I have a job to do. Never mind the nonsense. Let me just go forward and do this. Again, Melissa Itell Duran is the voice that you're hearing. Go to melissaitelduran.com. Frank McKay here. Telling you, please go check out the film. Wonderful, in her own words. And you can go there, melissaitelduran.com. But your thought on that, Mueller has had it. Is he at a breaking point? Is he furious? Is he drunk with power? I mean, what's your take on what he's doing with Mueller?
Well, I know he'd love to fire him.
Yeah.
He'd love to fire. He'd love to fire Jeff Sessions. He'd love to fire Rosenstein. But it would be a very big political risk, and it might, as they call it, political suicide. And then again, you would hear echoes of Nixon, you know, because Nixon had the Saturday Night Massacre. For those of us who studied, remember, or if people were, you know, were old enough to remember that, or if you've studied this in political science and history classes, you know that Nixon relieved many top Justice Department officials that whole weekend. It was known as the Saturday Night Massacre,
yeah.
And Nick was on a mission to purge his administration of these people who were supposedly working against him.
It was the political equivalent to the Night of the Long Knives, and that going back, and again, I don't want to make those comparisons to the Nazi Germany, but
or the Red Wedding,
right? The Red
Game of Thrones.
that is incredible. By the way, not to deviate too much, but I haven't watched this season of Game of Thrones, and I binge watch, right? I watched every other season, and I liked it,
right?
But are you high on the latest, the just ended season or whatever? Were you high on how it went?
Oh, let's see. Let's try to remember. They're not going to have the next season until not this year, next year sometime. They've left, you know, the big cliffhanger, in case anyone still is remembering. I don't know. We're so distracted by other things. You know, if you're a Walking Dead fan, you want to know how the war is going to end and, you know.
Yeah. Who wins?
What happens to
Who's
Negan?
Gonna win?
But I know we're going to find out. This is the season that this is the ultimate season. This is the final season of Game of Thrones. You know, who defeats the Night King and who. And what happens to who becomes the all encompassing ruler? Is it going to be Jon Snow, or what happens to Daenerys? I mean, that's a whole other episode, a whole other saga that we have to wait about a year for.
Yeah, well, the one thing we don't have to wait for, we don't have to wait a year is what Mueller is going to do. he's going to do something soon. I would imagine. I mean, what is he going to do? He's going to findings, rulings. What is Mueller going to do? What's his next move in your mind?
Oh, Mueller, what is he going to do? He's just going to keep at it. He's going to keep digging. I don't know. When is this supposed to end? It's been a year. Isn't it a year or almost a year?
Yeah, it has been. I mean, it started almost immediately into.
Right.
The presidency of President Trump, but
where
does it end? Do you think he's in a spot now? He's human, just like you and me, and just like everyone else. Do you think he's in a spot where he feels he's got to come up with a smoking gun? He's got to get the president. He's got to do something. And I'm not so sure we're best served by that kind of mentality, where you got to come up with it or this. You know, maybe, you know, the chiefs in charge of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal all said to him, you better come up with something. We're expecting our taxpayers' money to come to something. If not, we're going to turn on you, and you're going to be vilified, and you're going to go down in history. There's a lot of pressure on him. Am I right?
There is pressure, but Mueller has a lot of support. They think he's the guy for the job. He's righteous. This is a clear clear battle between good versus bad.
That being said, must he come up in order to maintain that popularity within the press and within the general zeitgeist? How about that, right? Zeitgeist of today. Does he need to come up with something? He can't strike out, right? He's got to get something on Trump. And this is what I'm saying. That's disturbing, because if he doesn't come up with something, does he create something? I'm not accusing him of being that type, but must he come up with a smoking gun? Must he get Trump?
He's got to show something. I mean, he's out on a, he's out to get blood.
Yeah,
definitely out to get blood.
Yeah,
and I think he feels that this is a clear money trail. Follow the money. You know, this is shades of Nixon, shades of Watergate.
I think, you know, if you add two and two together and you add all of these things, they're gonna tie back things coming to Trump. The whole question is, does he have enough buffers in between him and anything that could have been done? I mean, Stormy Daniels, I mean, that's old now, right? There's a statute of limitations on it. I don't even know that they could charge him. When was the quote unquote payoff? It was over 5 years ago. Am I right?
Well, I think wasn't the payoff more recent, just before the election?
Oh, no kidding. Oh, I didn't know. Now, is that illegal? Is a pay if paying somebody for their silence illegal? It's not a crime. What he did with Stormy Daniels wasn't a crime. That's like, okay, I had an affair with this woman, and before the election came up, I want to make clear that we don't want my story coming out. Which, by the way, she broke. I mean, it's a breach of contract. If that's the case. Because it did get out there. It's supposed to be, non-disclosure, I assume. And I don't think non-disclosure means exactly what it used to mean. It's certainly not enforced as seriously as it was once. Again, MelissaEiteljorin.com is where you can go and watch the video of Melissa. Frank McKay here with Melissa Eiteljorin on the Melissa Eiteljorin Show. But discuss that. I mean, is there anything in Stormy Daniels that's illegal?
Well, the affair happened. Okay, that was in 2006. I think the payout, the hush money, whatever you want to call it, occurred either in it might have been was it a 2015 or 2011? That's a good question. I don't know if we have our facts. I don't know if I have my facts straight about that. It was definitely before the election and may have been as late as the primary season, which in that case would put us at, 2015, 2016?
Right.
Yeah, so that is an issue.
Well, that's within the range of the statute of limitations, so that doesn't – that would – if there was something that was criminal, done criminally at that point, then certainly, they fall – well within the time period where they can do something about it. What I'm asking you, though, is it illegal, right? You had an affair, and you had an affair 10 years ago, 11 years, or whatever it is, and here right before the election, you're saying to somebody, we don't want you to talk about the affair. Let me pay you money to keep quiet about it. I don't know that if that's illegal. I mean, if it was, if you said to somebody, look, there's an investigation going on, and I'm going to pay you money not to testify. That's witness tampering, and that's interfering in an ongoing investigation. And there's contempt, maybe. That's and again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not pretending to be, but to quiet somebody by paying them about talking about an affair, I don't think that's criminal.
Well, I think the issue gets murky because Trump is saying, I never authorized any hush money. He denies he ever had anything to do with this woman. And even if he did, it happened in 2006. It's regrettable that he did this to his wife. If he did, he hurt his wife, especially since she had...
It's terrible. There's no question it's terrible.
She had just given birth. And it's a terrible thing, but this is what you could expect from him. This was not father of the year, husband of the year.
Yeah.
The Kennedys had been doing that for generations. That was nothing. That was part of their persona. But whether or not he told Michael Cohen, or Michael Cohen took it upon himself to cover all the tracks while the primaries were going on, is another question. And this is why Mueller wants to investigate Cohen for money laundering, wire fraud, and other transgressions. I don't know. I just and then Stormy Daniels and her attorney are now they're hitting the airwaves trying to drum up support for their side of the story, and they want to they want to get back at Trump and say he's liable to her.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, that's, again, it's unsavory. It's, you know, it's morally wrong. It's all of these things. And it, well, I should say it may be without me outright passing judgment on, obviously. I mean, you know, your wife, you know, it should be a sacred relationship there, and you shouldn't be cheating on your wife. And certainly right after giving birth, you shouldn't be having affairs. Nevertheless, with a porn star, you know, you got to figure the chances for diseases and all of that being there even more so,
exactly.
Right? I mean, yeah, but I mean, to bring a porn star into your family's life, and you do that if you sleep with them, it's all terribly wrong.
Yes, it is.
My question is it illegal? Is it illegal? Because you could be doing something morally reprehensible, but at the same time, you know, it's not legally wrong. Bill Clinton, having, you know, a relationship or sexual relationship in the oral off, in the Oval Office, is terrible, right? It's a terrible optic for the country. It's embarrassing for the country. She's 21 years old. What the heck does he have in common with a 21-year-old? It's all terrible. There's nothing nice about it. There's not. My question is it illegal for him to do that? And if it wasn't illegal, which I don't think it was, where he got in trouble and where Trump possibly can get in trouble is lying to federal agents. If I don't know that Trump has outright lied to them, but you can't lie. And I explained this to him on the Martha Stewart thing. He kept saying Martha Stewart got indicted and convicted for insider trading. And I kept saying, not Donald. No, she didn't. She got convicted for and charged with lying to federal agents about insider trading. Big difference. You know, I mean, you, the lie about the crime, not the crime itself. So the thing is that's a crime. That's a felony. If the FBI comes to you and says, you know, Melissa, you know, did you go to Macy's the other day? And you say, no, I didn't. And you know you did, and you lied to them. Guess what? That's a crime. You cannot lie to federal agents. And they, you know, it's very clear you can't do that. So Clinton was getting nailed, or they were trying to nail him for perjury and lying, basically. And Trump, if he's done something illegal, that's what he's got to watch, is that he doesn't officially lie to federal agents. Again, Melissa Eitel-Jurin.com, Frank McKay here on the Melissa Eitel-Jurin Show. But address that if you would. I mean, is it illegal? Reprehensible, yes. Illegal, yes or no?
Well, just to go back to Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, according to the facts, actually spoke to the prosecutor. She actually met with the prosecutor,
right,
which may have been a very bad strategic move on her attorney's part.
No,
that's what
about.
Got her into trouble. Yes, that's what got her into trouble. Is it reprehensible? I mean, morally, it's reprehensible. You shouldn't be lying to an agent anyway, but you should have your counsel with you if you're in a sticky situation like that. Now, if as far as the Cohen situation is concerned, I wonder if Cohen acted out of benevolence for Trump, if he was trying to cover tracks or not. In that case, it's possible it could come under questioning. It could. Someone could catch this and say later on, okay, you're obviously were paying off hush money to keep this woman quiet. I mean, that's what it looks like from all appearances. Why else would he do it? And then the president saying, oh, no, I never met this woman. He's pulling a Bill Clinton. You know, I had nothing to do with this woman, the way Bill Clinton lied about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is how can you hide from this? He looks guilty. And maybe Michael Cohen did this out of the benevolence of his heart, out of the goodness of his heart, to protect candidate Trump. Or maybe someone within the inner circle, and I don't know, I doubt if it was Kushner, maybe it was someone else in the inner circle of the campaign, said, you know, let's cover all tracks here. And, of course, Trump is not going to say, yeah, I knew this woman. He's going to deny everything. He's going to say everybody's out for money. Everybody's, you know, this is what happens when you're a big star. Everyone is out for, you know, to get you. So I just feel that this just speaks volumes about what was possible, what this means. It just does not look good.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. No question about it. It's a subject that we can go on and on about, but it's developing. It's constantly developing, and it's interesting. And I'm not saying I'm taking Schadenfreude, right? I'm not that. I'm not finding joy in someone else's misery.
Right.
By the way, leave it to the Germans to have a word for that. But yeah, amazing.
Oh.
But it's amazing as it unravels. It's real life drama. This is reality TV at its best, and it's the Trump White House, and it's the it is the press. It's everything interacting, and you throw a federal investigation in there. It's can't miss TV. Melissa, we're out of time, but congratulations on everything, and the film looks great.
Thank you.
And just a wonderful job there. Melissa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank, as always.
And I want to thank all of you for listening always and binge listen everything we're doing. But go to melissaiteljuren.com and check out the film. Frank McKay here signing off. We'll see you all next time on the Melissa Itell Juren Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Juren and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.